All right, Michaela, I have everything rolling on my end here. And so let's talk dairy and what's included for dairy in the new dietary guidelines released from USDA and Health and Human Services. We have some new guidelines that will cover now 2020 until 2025. And so help us pick out some of the key highlights from that new recommendation or set of recommendations.
Yep. So dairy did pretty well this time around. There weren't any major changes. So dairy maintained its own group, and there's still 3 servings recommended in both the Healthy US style eating pattern and the Healthy Vegetarian pattern, which is no change from last time. Dairy was also recognized as nutrient dense and a core element in the healthy dietary patterns, and a source for a few nutrients of public health concern, including calcium, vitamin D, and potassium. And then in the first ever recommendations for infants and toddlers, 0 to 24 months, dairy was included as a complementary food for infants starting at 6 months of age, and then 1.5 to 2 servings of dairy were recommended for toddlers 12 to 23 months of age. Those were the kind of the big picture things for dairy this time around.
Yes. Well, and of course, life is about continuous improvement. And while we didn't go backwards, was there anything that we would have liked to see also included in this set of recommendations, or anything that we're continuing to work on for the future as it relates to dairy?
Yes. So one of the big things National Milk has kind of been working on over the years is trying to get full fat dairy put back into the guidelines. So what I didn't mention in the first set is that the 3 servings of dairy is low fat and non-fat dairy is being recommended. So once again, this time around, they didn't recognize the newer science on full fat dairy, and we would have really liked to have seen that. So that could have been something like having flexibility put into the pattern where someone could have a serving of full fat dairy in addition to their low fat and non-fat dairy servings, and still remain below that saturated fat level of 10% of calories daily.
Well, another highlight that I found interesting within this guidance is, kind of the recognition that most Americans aren't consuming enough dairy to meet their nutritional needs. So what does this mean, not only to you folks at National Milk, but as well as, how can we work to better improve that?
Yeah, they said about 90% of Americans weren't consuming enough dairy as recommended in the guidelines, which I was kind of shocked by because I'm someone who has a glass of milk with every meal. But I think just continuing to help consumers understand how nutrient-dense dairy is and how beneficial it is to have in the diet, especially as that newer science comes out, and also continuing to have it in the school lunch and breakfast programs, and just really making people aware of what a great product that dairy is.
Michaela, here as we start to wrap up the conversation about these new dietary guidelines, is there anything else that you would like to highlight or put front and center from what we know right now?
I think just to remember how beneficial it is to have dairy in your diet. The dietary guidelines recognize dairy for having all those essential nutrients and being a good source of protein. And it's an easy way to get a lot of healthy things in one serving. And also it supports the dairy farmers, which as someone who grew up on a dairy farm, I really love. And also just the dietary guidelines are a great piece of work. And there's something that consumers can utilize when they need help looking for nutrition guidance.